More fighting in Gaza. I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. Israel has carried out one of its largest military operations in the West Bank since the Israel-Hamas war began last October, targeting terrorists.
The IDF says it raided a refugee camp Friday, killing, quote, 10 terrorists. 8 others were arrested. Palestinian authorities, though, are countering the IDF's claims. They say there are 14 deaths, including at least one child. A large amount of destruction was also reportedly left behind.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter reporting. The House gives a bipartisan approval to nearly $100 billion worth of foreign aid. Here's Fox's Madeline Rivera.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling the world a tinderbox that needs American leadership. The $95 billion aid package includes money for Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. It passed with rare bipartisan support. But funding for Ukraine, about $60 billion, was the most contentious of the bills, a red line for hardline conservatives and the reason for a months-long stalemate. The vote on Ukraine was 311 to 112, with all Democrats in support and more than half of Republicans opposed. As the aid bill passed, some House Democrats began waving the Ukrainian flag on the House floor, causing the chair to call for decorum.
The Senate is expected to take up that package of bills this week. Some more California homeowners are losing their insurance coverage. Two more property insurance companies, Takeo Marine American and Trans-Pacific Insurance, are pulling homeowner and umbrella coverage out of California. It's due to high costs. California has in a home insurance tailspin, and 7 of the 12 largest firms paused or even restricted home policies during the last year. Allstate halted 2022 home insurance because of costs and wildfires. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Hundreds joined Flood Columbia for Gaza protests on Saturday as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continued for the fourth straight day. This while more than 100 Jewish Columbia students signed a petition calling on the school to allow them to attend classes virtually. Meanwhile, Yale students set up a liberation zone in solidarity with Columbia. A theme park tram shuttling patrons back and forth crashed in Los Angeles Saturday night, injuring multiple people. At least 14 people were hurt when a multi-car tram crashed at the Universal Studios Hollywood theme park. The tram vehicle takes park patrons to and from their vehicles in the parking lots. A mass shooting in Memphis on Saturday leaves two dead. Fox's Ted Linder has the story.
Police say it happened Saturday night in an Orange Mound block party. Anywhere from 200 to 300 people attended the block party, which wasn't permitted. In total, 8 people were shot, 2 of whom died from their injuries. The Memphis police chief, Sarah Lynn Davis, says police are aware of at least 2 suspects who opened fire, and the search for them continues.
The Memphis Police Department and our partners are working tirelessly to identify these individuals. We already have received some video footage, and we are looking for those responsible.
Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Former presidential candidate and former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, welcomed home her husband, Michael, from his year-long deployment with the state's National Guard on Saturday. Haley posted a photo on X with the caption, quote, "That moment when you finally take a breath. It's been a long year, but even longer without each other." Fast food prices in California rose to 7%, becoming the highest in the nation. Analysts believe this is because of the state's new $20 an hour minimum wage law. A report by analytics firm Data Central shows California registered the highest rate of menu price inflation in the country. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.